We certainly have been fed this morning, haven't we? Thank you for that song service, and Brother Cullen for your song there. So I was sharing with the priesthood before we came out, that, and I've used the term myself, I'm sure others have used it too. Quite often we say that Christ spilled his blood for us. But that's really not the proper word. He didn't do it accidentally, brothers and sisters. He shed his blood. It was given on purpose for you and for me. And that's why we're here this morning, because of his mercy, because of his love. But I welcome each one of you here this morning in the precious name, not only of our dying Savior, but our risen Savior. As a call to worship, I'd like to read from the Mosiah, the 11th chapter, verses 128 to 132. And he that will hear my voice shall be my sheep, and him shall ye receive into the church, and him will I also receive. For behold, this is my church. Whosoever is baptized shall be baptized unto repentance. And whoso ye receive shall believe in my name, and him will I freely forgive. For it is I that taketh upon me the sins of the world. For it is I that hath created them. And it is I that granted unto him that believeth in the end a place at my right hand. For behold, in my name are they called. And if they know me, they shall come forth and shall have a place eternally in my right hand.
Good morning, Living Hope family. I love it when the call line goes out and that's what Becky says. I like this church. I like this branch. That's why I'm really excited when I see people come back that haven't been here for a long time. And so there's some special people here this morning. I won't embarrass them, but it's good to have you here today. It really is. I believe that God is at work in our branch. I've seen some neat things happen over the last couple of months with our services. People sharing interesting things. People planning services that are a little bit unusual. It's not the normal plug and play on the bulletin. So sometimes we have discrepancies on the program. And I'm encouraged by that. I believe God is moving. And I firmly believe that when we focus on the positive things and when we see extemporaneous leadings of the Spirit, then it becomes more difficult to be upset and to be offended by each other. And that is encouraging. I want to start my remarks by going to the 5th chapter of Luke. The Lord reminded me of this Bible story this morning at 8:15. As I was trying to knit together all of the things that he has been put on my heart for months. And this story is recorded in at least three Gospels, so you know it's important. It's very familiar. Luke 5, we'll start with verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day, as he was teaching, he being Jesus, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, who were coming out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Now, if you remember, the Pharisees and the doctors of the law were the ones that were always trying to trick Jesus. They were the ones that were saying that his teaching that the kingdom of Caesar being illegitimate was treacherous. They didn't like Jesus at all. He threatened their establishment. Behold, men brought in a bed, and a man who was taken with palsy. And they sought to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. And when they found that they could not bring him in for the multitude, they went upon the housetop and led him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Now, who were these men that were so bold that they would tear a house down, like the one in our parking lot, to lower a sick guy on his bed just to get to Jesus? There's nothing said about them, their relationship to the sick man, but they must have known that Jesus could heal them. They must have had faith that here was the Messiah. For they went to great trouble, I'm sure. There was a crowd, there were people, there were rich men, there were learned men, there were men in high powers. And yet, they thought nothing to tear a house apart for a blessing for their friend. Now, Jesus saw their faith and said unto the man, "Thy sins are forgiven thee." He said unto the sick of the palsy, "I say unto thee, arise and take up thy couch and go unto thy house." And immediately he rose up before them and took whereon he lay, and he departed into his own house, glorifying God. And all they were amazed and glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen strange things today." I can imagine. Now, I wish I knew at what point the guys had to put the house back together. But the man who was sick and on a bed, just, he not only was healed in his physical ailment, but his sins were forgiven. Why am I sharing that with you? Other than it's pretty cool to think of some guys doing what they did. I'm sharing that with you because I believe that last week when we heard the message from Zoe and Kara, they opened the roof of our house and they exposed the palsy. And that may not affect all of you, but I know that it affects some of you. I hope that the things that were said last week were did good. I hope that there was confession. I hope that there was healing. I hope that there was light that was shown into dark places. I hope that before you reach your hand today and take of the bread and take of the wine, that you had opportunity to act upon the conviction of the Spirit. This morning we've heard about the blood of Christ. He didn't come to condemn the world. He came that we might be saved. He willingly offered his blood, like these men willingly tore up this house on purpose so that there would be healing and forgiveness, and that we would be able to come back into the presence of God. See, we were all once with God. And because of mortality, we're separated from God. But every day we have the opportunity to connect with Him. Through our scriptures, we understand that when we go down into the waters of baptism, we are forgiven of our sins. It is the mechanism by which we apply that shed blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse our sins. God calls us to repentance. God calls us to forsake of our sins. But we all know that He doesn't want to leave us just wishing we hadn't done it. He calls us to aspire to be children of God. I want you to know, if anything that was said last week touched you, there is hope for your situation. I am compelled by the Spirit of Christ to share with you that I've struggled with some of that. And I have been delivered. I am a child of God. I am born again. I am forgiven of my sins. And like the man that was on his couch, I give glory to God. Friends, brothers and sisters, this isn't playtime. This is real. And I don't know. There are things in the world that are afoot. We've all seen the headlines. And I'm not just talking about what's going on with the diseases, but have you seen the plagues in Africa and Kenya? The swarms of locusts? It's literally biblical plague over there. And I don't know if, you know, I can't stand here and say, oh, we've got, you know, 10 days or whatever. But don't dilly-dally with your repentance. Don't put it off. Don't say, oh, you know, I'll take care of that. Get with God and hash it out. Get with people that you know and you trust. Get with your spouse, your brothers, your sisters, and get right with Him. I fully believe that the day will come when we'll see the return of Christ and not that we'll see His return instantaneously. He'll come without warning. We won't know it. He won't say, okay, here I come, ready or not. No, we need to be ready. Or not. And so, I just implore upon you to take the steps to get to know God better. For me personally, this has been through my tithing. And I know probably some of you are tired of hearing about that, but it's real. I can't explain it. Weird things happen. I'll just share with you real quick. Because of the situation in my life, I got behind on my taxes, and I hadn't filed 2018. And every day I would think about it, and just the anxiety and the, you know, oh, how much is it going to be? It's just going to cost so much. But I dug in yesterday, and I got all my papers organized, and I sat down, and I went through it, and I had to pay a little bit, a lot. Okay. Shoo. That was done. I did it. Thank God. I did it. Then I thought, I'm going to get ambitious. I'm going to do 2019. So I went through it, and I'm getting a refund that's more than I had to pay. So, yeah. I mean, and I made more money. And okay, you know, tax cuts, whatever. No. God gave me a blessing. I wrote a check for this amount, and I'm going to get even more this way. Me and Uncle Sam are just trading dollars, but that is how I have come to know of the providence and the assurance and the steadfastness of Jehovah God, my Father. He has forgiven me of my sins. I know that because of the covenant I have, that I am a child of Christ. Please, please do not take unworthy of the sacrament today. Please do not procrastinate your repentance. And if there's anything I can help you with in my experience, in my walk, I will be vulnerable. And I will have my roof open because of what God has done. Thank you for your attention.
God's people said,
amen.
The glory of the Lord has been here, brothers and sisters. The power of His Spirit is reaching out to each one of you. I know you felt it today. We have a challenge to go forth from here renewed. We have a challenge to go forth from here and to stop our compromising. To say, Lord, as Brother Richard has said so many times recently because of his experiences, I'm totally in. We're always facing a new day. We want to tell you by the Spirit that God is going before you. It's preparing the way before you. So be not worried. Place your trust and faith in Him. He will heal you from your adversities. He will heal you from your loneliness. He will heal you from your sickness, because He's always present. So may we, from this day on, look into His face and say, Lord, I'm totally in. I want to be different. I want to be like Your Son. And God's blessing will flow not only to you in your lives as you serve individually, but He'll be in your lives in your home. Because I believe with all my heart that angels are present here this morning. Your angels. And they will be with you. This is promised in the 18th chapter of Matthew. That they continually behold the face of God on your behalf. Those that have been called to be your angels. So let us be faithful, brothers and sisters. May we unreservedly give our lives to Him, is my prayer. Praise God for each one of you being here today, because God needs you. He needs me. He could do it alone. But He wants to share with us in this great work of establishing His kingdom.
Our Father who art in heaven, it is so good to bask in Thy presence, for Your Spirit is here today. I consider it an honor to be before my brothers and sisters, my family, at this time, and just praise You for the many blessings that You've given us. Lord, You're a God of love, and it is up to us to show Your love to those that we come in contact with, to our friends and family, our wives, our sisters, our brothers and our friends. And at the same time, Lord, I'm burdened by some of the pain and difficulties that are being experienced by our congregation. Lord, I would just pray that Your gentle spirit would rest upon those souls that are grieving and that are struggling. Sometimes those things that we experience here are so difficult to keep You in focus and to come to You when we're frustrated. Lord, I pray that for our priesthood at Living Hope, I would ask that You would give us that discernment, that gift of Your Spirit to reach out to those that need Your love, that need Your Spirit. And Lord, I pray that sometimes as we stick our foot in our mouths with some of the things that we say, through sarcasm, through sometimes just trying to deal with being uncomfortable when we're talking to people. I pray that we would show your love. Lord, I pray for the young families of our congregation that are bringing up children, that you would give them your Holy Spirit and give them the desire to come to church, even as we're hearing children at this moment. It is just such a blessing. For they are the future. Our future ministers, our future husbands and wives. And if they don't know your love, and if they don't know that sometimes we need to come to church even though we don't want to, that it's a blessing to all of us. Lord, we're so thankful for this opportunity we have to worship. As we know that there's some people that just they can't go anywhere to worship you. But I know you hear their the desires and their cares and their concerns just like us here at church. Lord, for those that aren't here today that are unable to make it, I would send a Father's blessing to them. Sometimes people cannot come to church through their jobs, through just being busy with life. And I would ask that, as you always do, reach down and show your love to them. Lord, I'm so thankful, and I would come to you now with these concerns and these prayers. For I know you always are there for us. These things I ask in your Son's name. Amen.